I don't think the mindset of people loading the box, I don't think the mindset is we got to throw the ball deep. We just got to make them respect the pass. And, you know, whatever that is, take what they give us, just whether it's quick throws, deep throws, whatever it is. You know, you have to make people respect the throw again.
But you never felt like you were in a rhythm?
No, I mean, definitely not. We didn't get in a rhythm. We can't count on any three and outs we had, but not going to get any rhythm offensively as or as a quarterback. And, you know, that's kind of an empty feeling. And it's kind of one of those feelings where the harder you keep trying, the more you keep digging yourself in the hole.
If you have to win four games in a row, how confident are you that you can do it as a starting quarterback?
How confident am I that I can do it? No, I'm always been a confident person. You know, I'm not sitting here saying that if I had to play or whatever that I'm going to go out and win these games by myself. You know, we have a great team. You know, we do. I think everybody has the same mindset. Everybody said the same thing. We have a lot better team than what our record shows. And, you know, my job as a quarterback is not to go out there and win the game by myself. My job is to get us in the right position, get us moving the sticks, and get the ball in the playmaker's hands.
Matt, looking at that tape, what do you want to see out of yourself and your unit going into this game after looking at that tape of the last game?
Well, obviously we have to play better on offense. That was awful. I mean, there's not a lot of positive things that you can take from that game. I mean, you can go back and try to nitpick on what you did wrong or why you did things wrong, but fact is we played bad, and we ran up against a team that was hungry and played really well and got our butts kicked. So, you know, I think a lot of the thought process going forward is let's put that game behind us, let's forget about it, and focus on what we do well, focus on the kind of game that we know we can play.
What chances do you give Aaron of playing this week?
Chances? I don't know if I'm going to put a number on it, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
You're preparing, though, to start?
Yeah, I will prepare like I'm going to start. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I remember my rookie year, we were playing Atlanta here, and took every practice rep, and they told me, I think, an hour and a half before the game, Aaron is going to play. So you can never tell with that guy. So, you know, we'll see. And I know he's doing everything he can, and, you know, wants to be out there so bad. So,
what are you expecting out of the Atlanta team, 3-9, kind of season's pretty good, coming into this cold weather? What are you expecting out of them, out of their defense?
I expect they're going to play hard. I mean, they had a big win this past weekend, and, you know, we expect that they're going to come in and give us their best shot. You know, no matter what records are in the NFL, they're still in the NFL. They're still a pro football team. And, you know, I expect them to come out and play a really good game.
Looking forward to the benefit of the full practice week.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you focus on from here to the end of the week to
Just getting timing down with receivers, getting timing down on some of the new plays that we have here that I haven't necessarily really ran in practice, and just kind of getting timing down you know, just getting the communication down with O-line and the running backs and things like that. You know, just all the little things that you miss out not being here for a while. And just getting back in that rhythm, understanding the body language of receivers and really what we're trying to do schematically. So.
Time off really help you out? You and your team, and I mean, I know it's been a rough little patch for you. What does the time off do during a time like this?
Well, it's always good to kind of get away, relax with family, friends, whatever it is, and kind of, especially after a loss like that, you know, when we were just trying to forget about it, it's nice to kind of get away and not think about football.
What are you working on this week to avoid the pass protection issues that you had in the last game? Kind of busy.
What are we working on?
Yeah.
Being better all around. I mean, from me getting the ball out to us making right protection checks to everything. I mean, offensively, not pass protection, you know, as one thing, but just offensively in general, we were pretty bad. So,
what